What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
Hello. Mentorship to yourself is what I would like to talk about today. As a firstborn, I've always had this urge where you want to have an older sibling giving you guidance. I've always wanted maybe like an older brother or even a sister who would show me the way. And that's just the old tale, age-old tale where, you know, you think the grass is greener on the other side. You, as an older child, you get more resources, I'm sure. You got all the love you wanted. And so it's always easy to complain and think, oh, you know what? If I were a second born, maybe it would have been better. But, you know, it's not always the case because parents get tired after a while. That's a thing that can happen. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, you might actually get hand-me-downs. In those aspects, you don't get as much resources as you would get. But you also make less mistakes in the sense that if you do heed that advice, your elder, a sibling, can give you the guidance that you need. So it's interesting to think about those aspects. But, you know, the key takeaway is, you know, it always looks like the grass is greener on the other side. But there are goods and bads to, you know, being born a second born or a firstborn. And in that aspect, you know, I was thinking about mentorship. You know, I've been giving mentorship to college students, about, you know, 8 or 9 college students, in addition to, you know, all the other college students, you know, 8 or 9 on a regular basis, and more who I keep in contact with because, I don't know, maybe it's the, instructor wannabe in me where, you know, I always have to give lessons for some reason. That might be a self-righteousness that's not as good, but people do gain a lot of value from it. It's including this podcast. And, you know, if you think about it, what I'm talking about in this podcast is really the advice I would like to take myself, right? There are obviously much better thinkers that I read and write about, but then you have to synthesize that information, and there are, very specific pieces of advice that apply to my life, you know, that may be applicable to you as well. But, you know, that those are advice that I should be taking myself. And so I think what happens a lot for me is, you know, I start out with philanthropical, maybe, trying to be altruistic because it just feels good. It feels good to give back. And what that also helps me do is realize, you know what, if I'm spending 5 hours a week helping out other people, right, giving mentorship, just such valuable information I would have really liked when I was starting out, that's what I'm doing, why not give that mentorship to myself as well? Why shouldn't I put that time, you know? I schedule in an hour every day for each person, and that becomes, you know, 8 hours to 9 hours a week. I should start scheduling hours for myself and say, this is mentorship for myself. And during that time, I can work on the issues that I should be working on in terms of career development. What are the best options for the future, etc., etc. That critical thinking period is essential in me positioning myself for success. And so you can do it in terms of journaling, which is more confidential. You can do it in public, but more in generality, so that it's more, you know, applicable for you as well. There are many ways to do it, but I think the important thing is to make sure that you're blocking off time to invest in yourself. Reinvestment and education is one way to do that, where you invest time, money, and resources to improve yourself, self-improvement. And so that's one way to do it. But there's also ways of, self-reflection, critical thinking, that will also help you process the information that is necessary to position yourself for success. And so that is an interesting thing to think about, where, you know, it's mothers do that all the time, where they care for others more than they do themselves. But as we know, you have to put on your oxygen mask before you help others. And if you are not surviving, if you are not thriving, so are the people you are helping. And so you have to help yourself first before you can go and helping others. And I think that's what, you know, what I experience often, where, you know, I'm helping other people a lot, but there should be a balance, because I should be helping myself as well. So that's very interesting, and mothers do that as well. If you look at, burned out mothers, they're really just tending to their children and not much to themselves. If you look at pet owners, a lot of pet owners go overboard on their pets. You know, they give them, you know, good food, very expensive, luxurious food, and they themselves eat macaroni and cheese. Not that there's anything bad for it, but not as nutritious foods, such as, you know, just, you know, noodles, or, you know, not enough protein, junk food maybe, just hot dogs and pizza, who knows. And so you see that all the time with mothers, pet owners, and the advice for those people is really put on your oxygen mask first before helping others. And that's the same concept for mentorship. You should give yourself mentorship first, and then you can move on to others. So yeah, I hope this helps. This is a way of shifting your thoughts and your priorities so that it's an organic way to sustain yourself. You need a sustainable model to keep yourself positioned and keep yourself in the best position possible, best status possible. So yeah.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. If you liked it, don't be too greedy. Share. Share with other people so that other people can learn from the same information that you do. So share this. I also have 2 books out, especially the book on Amazon. You can search my name, Jessup Zhang, on Amazon, and you will find the book Human Suffering. The Kindle version is out, and the paperback will be out soon. It is delivered to all regions and locations. So if you're interested, let me know, and you can buy the book. If you've bought the book and you're a fan of the podcast, please feel free to send me a message of what you thought about the book, and I'll feature your question or comment on the podcast. So share the podcast and buy the book.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.